repackaging your idea. You want to sell your idea, then prepare a prototype. Many ideas are rejected because they are misunderstood. For example, if I present like this on the PowerPoint slides with some diagram, maybe you people may not understand it properly, maybe you get misunderstood. But if I bring a model, if I bring a three-dimensional piece in front of you, or if I show you a video, or if I show you the demonstration of the model, maybe the acceptability will be better. Many ideas are rejected because they are misunderstood. People, 50% people don't understand it. So better way is to make a prototype, and you are able to demonstrate the live working of that model. Then people will say, aha, definitely this is a better way. In this regard, you may want to consider developing a prototype for your idea so that others can get a better understanding of various elements of that prototype. Your idea, instead of making just a presentation, show them a live piece. Show them demonstration. They may accept it. Simply. In this regard, you may want to consider developing a prototype of your idea. Hey, zalo. Ata hey, gez. Presenting your idea or presenting your innovation roadmap so that your audience accepts it. So it is nothing but a selling process. You have to be a good salesman. So, I will present to you a simple sixth step selling process that you can use to present your ideas so that people will accept the idea. So, there is a process flow chart for that also. The process will help focus your audience and yourself on the important aspects of your idea. Your entire team may wish to follow the same six-step selling process when presenting their ideas so that it becomes second nature. The first step is groundwork. Do the groundwork. Describe the situation. Highlight the problem. What problem is going on? What is the exact problem? Explain the implications. If the problem intensifies, if the problem grows, if the problem is not addressed immediately today, how urgent the problem is, how serious the problem is, we must address the problem today, otherwise we will lose the customer, otherwise we will lose the opportunity, otherwise we will lose the future business. Describe the situation. Make the situation analysis. Set the stage for introduction of your simple big idea. You say, the situation is very serious and we have to address it immediately. So, this is our idea. This idea will save the company. This idea will save our organization from any future bigger problem or bigger difficulty. Set the stage. Take the audience in your stride. Let them be with you. Tell the problem. Convince them that addressing the problem today is not only necessary, but it is a must. Let the audience be on your side. Make them to accept that the problem exists. Make them to accept that solution to the problem is a mandatory thing. Make a beginning by setting the stage for introduction of your simple big idea. This must be done. Don't start with how your idea is very good, how you have done, what all work you have done. Don't start with that. Audience is not interested in that. First of all, say, because of this idea, what problem will get addressed? Because of this idea, how organization will get benefited? Make that introduction first, which I call it as groundwork. Set the stage for the introduction of your simple big idea. Then the next point, the simple big idea, make a presentation about the simple big idea. Next, brief explanation. Give a brief explanation of how the simple big idea works. For that, as I told you, use the prototype, use a model, show how the model actually works, give a demonstration of the model, give various examples, show various videos. Maybe the videos of the users who can get benefited, the future of the users will be better because of this new idea. Say, in what way the customers are frustrated today, and by this new idea, the customers will get a better service. Customers will get more happy. Customers' problems will get solved. Today, customers are not very happy with our product. By this idea, customers will become very, very happy. Their problem will get solved. They will buy this product in more quantity. Organizations will get benefited. Our market share will go up. Give a brief explanation of how the simple big idea actually works. Then, benefits. Explain the benefits of adopting your simple big idea. Refer the 6 big picture criteria. Say, this idea is simple. Sir, this idea is very simple. 2, it supports the overall business strategy of our organization of improving the market share, improving the profitability, adding more customers, making the customers, existing customers more loyal, making the employees more loyal, making the suppliers more loyal. It is distinctively new and better. Customer will like it. He will buy it. We will sell it like a hot cake. It is proven. We don't have to prove it in the market. People are already knowing the benefit. And we are sure that it will work. It will be definitely successful. It is proven. It is profitable because the cost is less. Profitability is more. It is definitely going to be profitable. Because of this idea, our production will go up, productivity will go up. it can be quickly and easily implemented. It needs very less resources. Resources can be procured locally. It is very easy to implement it. Please, sir, accept my idea. Because my idea satisfies 6 big picture criteria. So, please accept my idea. It is going to be beneficial for our company in long run. Then discuss about implementation plan. Give the major highlights of your implementation plan. What will be the action? Who will do it? When he will do it? How he will do it? Which resources will be brought? When they will come? You can present a project to them also. Per CPM chart you can make. Then asking for action. Ask the decision maker, sir, I have made my representation. Please give your decision. Tell them what you want them to do now that they have heard your presentation. Please think about it, sir. Please go back to your cabin and do some more thinking on this problem. But please take a favorable decision, sir. Then receiving an idea. Just as the presenter has the responsibility to offer the well-thought idea, the audience also has the responsibility to receive new ideas in an encouraging and motivating way. In the organization, we cannot have all skeptics. In the organization, we cannot have all negative people. We must develop the minds of the people that we are ready to listen. We are ready to accept a good idea. We are ready to find out the good things in the new idea. We are positive. Just as the presenter is very enthusiastic, just as the presenter is very passionate, the people in the audience have also to be passionate. They also have to be enthusiastic. They also have to be very, very positive attitude people. The audience has the responsibility to receive new ideas in an encouraging and motivating way. Otherwise, the whole atmosphere will get spoiled. Both things are important, and that's how we have to create our organization. Otherwise, people will lose passion. Overcoming resistance to your idea or innovation roadmap, there will be resistance. As I said, it is very rare that the idea is accepted in the first presentation. Okay, but what we should do is, you may hear objections such as the passion killers. We don't have any time, we don't have any money, it is too risky, it will ruin our image, we won't get the board's approval, and all those passion killers which I have told you earlier. It may happen in some companies because people are like that. You might be able to overcome resistance to change. As I have discussed many times earlier, there will be resistance to change. We have to manage this change. You might be able to overcome resistance to change by offering the opportunity for a trial. Sir, I will take a trial, sir. I will show you how it works. Implementation in order to help everyone manage the risk of accepting a new idea. Trial implementation. By offering a trial, you will be able to show some progress towards your goal. Some people may turn positive. Because when you show a trial, people will feel that yes, it works, why not? Yes, it gives a benefit to the organization. This idea works. Some people may turn positive. If you show them a trial implementation, release your roadmap or plan into action. Remember to apply enough pressure until the plan is implemented, because people will go away from that. Very, very conveniently, they will go away. So we have to ensure that people do not slip back into their old way of doing things or find other priorities to work on. Keep an eye out for any roadblocks. There are always some roadblocks. Keep an eye on roadblocks. Keep an eye on people. Conveniently, they will go away from the idea. Release your roadmap or plan into action. Implement and have your team follow a good project management process. Make a good PERT CPM chart. Look where are the constraints, where are the bottlenecks. Put all your resources and all your energy on the constraints, so that nothing stops, all actions go on. Find ways to expedite the implementation of your idea through parallel processing. Yes, when you make a PERT CPM chart, you have to do a lot of parallel processing, or by shortening the lead times for each task. In order to persuade customers to change, they must be convinced about their current approach is not optimal, and that switching over to the new idea will be easy and profitable. It needs passion. It needs patience. It needs perseverance. Passion, patience, and perseverance. If you want others to believe in your idea, you need to be passionate about it. We said it. You have to be passionate. Otherwise, people are not going to be in your boots. Innovation is about challenging the status quo to find a distinctly new and better way. And challenging the status quo is very difficult, because there always will be skeptics in the way. It is about the courage to stand alone for a while, because you are always alone in the beginning. Nobody is around you to support you. It is about the courage to stand alone for a while until others catch up. For this, you need passion, you need patience, and you need perseverance. Timing is also important. Is your industry ready for your new idea? Take solace from the fact that many others who have gone before you have faced challenges in having their great ideas rejected. Find supporters who can help your cause. The key supporter for your idea might be your immediate supervisor, someone in other department, or someone on the executive team. Find supporters. At the early stages of idea development, go to where the energy behind the idea seems to be focused, so that your idea receives the support it needs. Find supporters. Repeat the presentation of your idea. Recognize that you may need to repeat your message, because once, if I make a presentation, people may not accept it. But if I repeat the presentation, once, twice, thrice, fourth, tell them again and again, again and again, present the idea again, maybe it will get accepted. On different occasions, before you can get commitment, you have to repeat your message, you have to repeat your presentation. Maybe it is necessary to package your idea in a different way. Repackage. Like, sometimes I dress only with shirt and pant, maybe sometime I have to dress with Indian kind of a dress. Sometimes it may be necessary. sometimes what is needed is to take the spirit of your idea and repackage it in a different way so that the probability of acceptance may be higher. Thank you.